Good evening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. Welcome, Outcast. Did you get your booster? Today I went over to my mom's house. I didn't have to, but I vacuumed her rugs.
Donnie, thank you for vacuuming my rugs.
You're welcome. And you can come over tomorrow, even though I'm working. I mostly just email.
All right, I'll come over. Should I bring my N95 mask?
You bring whatever you like. So I go over there today, and on the counter, what do they call it? An N95 mask. It's a cult. I never knew my mom would be part of a cult at the age of 89.
Yes, I am. We have purple robes and Nike sneakers, and we're all waiting for Hail Bob.
Graham Nash pulls music from Spotify. I completely agree and support my friend Neil. Graham Nash has joined his longtime friend and bandmate Neil Young in pulling his music from Spotify. Quote, having heard the COVID disinformation spread by Joe Rogan on Spotify, I completely agree and support my friend Neil Young, and I am requesting that my solo recordings be removed from the service, Nash said in a statement on Tuesday. There's a difference between being open and varying viewpoints on a matter and knowingly spreading false information, which some 270 medical professionals have derided as not only false but dangerous, Nash continued. Likewise, there is a difference between misinformation in which one is unaware that what is being said is false versus disinformation, which is knowingly false and intended to mislead and sway public opinion. The opinions publicized by Rogan are so dishonest and unsupported by solid facts that Spotify has become an enabler in a way that costs people their lives. I had no idea Joe Rogan was costing people their lives. Huh. In case you live under a rock, Rogan's podcast is broadcast exclusively on Spotify. It's become a breeding ground for false COVID information, he read from the article. Among other things, he's encouraged his young fans not to get vaccinated, interviewed the controversial Dr. Robert Malone, who has compared the pandemic safety policies to the Holocaust, and other misinformation. And not only is Nash boycotting, so is Joni Mitchell and E Street Band guitarist Niles Lofgren. We are all going to truly miss this music. I don't know where in the world, YouTube, can you possibly get YouTube, this music, YouTube, other than YouTube, Spotify, YouTube. I have no idea, YouTube. I mean, where, if one were so inclined to type in Niles Lofgren, I don't think most people know who he is. I do. He kind of plays guitar. Joni Mitchell was really big back in World War II, and so was Neil Young, and so was Nash, Graham Nash. So Neil Young, Graham Nash, we're still missing Crosby and Stills. They're boycotting in reverse. It's Young, Nash. Logically, Stills should boycott, and then Crosby. If Crosby boycotts before Stills, then that's not going to make sense if you're reading backwards in your Chinese or Hebrew. Young, Nash, Stills. Maybe Stills and Crosby approve of the misinformation that Joe Rogan is dispersing. They need to get ahead of this and also notify Spotify that no longer will Stills be sharing his music or Crosby. This reminds me of the upcoming Super Bowl. between the Los Angeles Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals. I could care less who wins, when. Means nothing. I have absolutely no emotional, intellectual attachment to either team. And pretty much that goes for all sports. It would have been nice to see either Green Bay or Tampa, just because I know who the quarterbacks are. But I don't know anybody that's playing for LA or Cincinnati. And I do know that stadium, and this is the second year in a row that one of the teams is the home team. And it had never happened before last year. Tampa Bay was the home team and won the Super Bowl. And this year, LA, the Rams, are the home team. Could care less. And the same thing with this. You have multimillionaires yelling at each other when no one's really paying attention to who pulls the strings. And in this case, it's Blackstone. If you were listening to the show last night, I mentioned that a company called Hypnosis bought half of Neil Young's music catalog for $150 million on January 6th. Obviously, they have a vested interest. Neil Young magnanimously says, pull my music off of Spotify, which must have ingratiated himself with Hypnosis. Come to find out, Hypnosis is owned by, drumroll, Blackstone. Blackstone officially invested $1 billion in music rights and took ownership of Hypnosis back in, it looks like October. Just follow the money. This entire pandemic was an opportunity for a company called Blackstone and another one called Vanguard to get money for 0% interest from their friends over at the Fed and to buy everything. New York City-based Blackstone, which in April acquired Death Row Records, because they're all gangsta-ish. That's so funny. Blackstone buys Death Row. Anyway, they now own Hypnosis. And Hypnosis bought half of Neil Young's catalog for $150 million. You have word, yo, got my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Gin and juice, laid back. Got my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Down in the LBC. By the way, Dr. Dre, who I have come to find out is not a certified doctor, is actually going to be performing at the Super Bowl with Snoop Dogg. Apparently, he's a great defensive end. No, the halftime show. Nothing like bringing up a corpse from the 90s. Seems like everyone in the LBC. Dr. Dre's ex-wife got most of that money, babe. Laid back with my mind on my money and my money on my mind. With so much. I like Mike's show better than mine. All right, so there you go. Hypnosis owned by Darth Vader. I know. By the way, Stormy was not doing well the last couple days. Could not handle the cold. Speaking of Darth Vader, here's the latest from Pfizer. And I guess, would Dr. Evil be involved in this? Pfizer COVID vaccine for kids under 5 could be ready next month. I think that's a great idea. This is a great idea. Pfizer and BioNTech on Tuesday requested that the FDA authorize its COVID vaccine for children 6 months to 4 years old. The emergency use authorization request comes as the drug makers continue to research.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Yeah, market. Whether three doses would be more appropriate for young children.
Unbelievable sick.
Who had been hospitalized at a higher rate with the Omicron variant. Let me see if I can read one sentence and see how good Mike really is tonight. It looks like he wants to participate. I'll read one sentence and you put in a drop. As hospitals of children under five due to COVID-19 have soared, our mutual goal with the FDA is to prepare future variant surges and provide parents with an option to help protect their children from this virus.
Yay! I'm so excited. We will get to play together when it's done. The shot.
Said Albert Bourla, chairman and chief executive officer of Pfizer. Ultimately, he said, we believe that three doses of the vaccine will be needed for children
don't
6 months.
Don't give me that.
Oh. Was that Biden?
That's good. Yeah, that's awesome.
Slippers. Hey, check this out. 70% of Americans are done. They're over it, baby. 70% of Americans say, we just need to get on with our lives. They don't want to do it anymore. You don't have to do it after every sentence. I know it's a lot of pressure. As the United States enters the third year of the COVID pandemic, a large share of Americans get ready to get on with their lives. Get her done. Survey shows 78% of people who reported having had COVID believe it's time to move on. Not surprisingly, responses indicate a clear partisan divide, 89% of Republicans agreeing with the statement versus just 47% of Democrats. Among independents, 71% say it's time to move on. That's kind of surprising. I thought independents would be the percentage-wise the most ready to just get on with their lives, but apparently not. It's Republicans. Blue and the red, baby. Blue and the red.
That it doesn't work for me. I gotta have more cowbell.
Things are getting a little heated on the border. Apparently the Royal Canadian Mounties are advancing to the U.S.-Canada border. I wonder if they... Do they still ride on horses? No, they must have cars, right? Oh, you betcha. Well, we have a little, you know, some Canadian bank, and it's kind of round, you know, and play a little hockey. And then, you know, we get our uniform and get on our horse, and we head over there. And every once in a while, you know, a Canadian Mountie, you know, he'll see a moose. And, oh, look, there's one now. Hey, Rock, look over there. It's the Canadian convoy, B.W. McCoy. What? Oh, C.W. McCoy. Breaker, breaker, Bo-Winkle the Moose Thing. Looks like we got a convoy. Convoy. America next. U.S. truckers mobilizing convoy to Washington, D.C. Hey, do you have a cigarette? Really jonesing for a cigarette. Yes, that's right. Bo-Winkle the Moose smokes fire pearls. You got a problem with that? Breaker, breaker, you got a cigarette? A fast-growing... fast-growing Facebook group called Convoy to DC 2022 is calling upon American truckers to amass a convoy to head to Washington, D.C. to protest Slippers' restrictive COVID measures. Inspired by the massive 50,000-strong convoy of Canadian truckers surrounding Parliament in Ottawa, the U.S. Freedom Convoy, which has over 131,000 members as of this writing, will reportedly start in California and traverse all the way to Washington, D.C. And as I mentioned... Royal Mounted Police heading over to the Canadian-U.S. border, trying to break it up. Watch out, buddy. You got the Mounties coming. The Mounties. That's all I got for tonight. Good night, everybody. Have a great night. Thank you for stopping by. Let's read an email from a listener. I didn't even know who was playing in that football game until you said who was playing. The update is already forgotten. Word to the storm. The storm says back at you. What a beautiful day it was today in God's waiting room here in Florida. After enduring 2 days where it was in the 20s, which is highly unusual for Florida, iguanas were dropping out of trees. Today was just perfect, about 70, 72 degrees. I spent the entire afternoon in the backyard pulling up all the plants that I had planted where Stormy dug holes. If you were listening to the show about a year ago, you know I went through this period of time with the dog where she kept digging holes and destroying the backyard. Eventually, I made a deal with her, kind of like they did with the Indians. You know, you get a casino. I gave her a section of land in the corner of the yard, and I said, here's where you can dig your hole to your heart's content. Just stay out of, you know, my land. And he said, how? And I said, you know, don't be a racist. So today I took all the plants that I had put where she dug the holes, and I moved them around the Florida room. If you don't know what the Florida room is, it's a porch that's screened in where old people drink their coffee and yell at the clouds. Damn you, clouds! So relaxing. And then the day before that, I mowed the yard. There wasn't really anything to mow because even here the grass dies in the winter. But I just kind of mulched it. So after doing all of that, I just sat in the Florida room, was petting the dog, enjoying the moment. I had done everything that the CDC told me not to do. When I got up this morning, I took 3 zinc pills, vitamin D3, B12, and C, and then went back and had another zinc, or did I? My immune system, loaded and ready for bear. Then, as I'm doing the yard work, I purposely took off my hat, exposing my massive, bald dome, and I could just feel the sun permeating my skull and enriching it with vitamin D and getting healthier by the moment. I can't believe today was a good day. It's not bad. It really isn't. Florida is incredible until May, and then you have to leave. I am determined not to spend another summer here. It's awful. But right now, it's paradise, baby. I got my mind on my money and my money on my mind. The perfect storm.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead, and that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The Fifth Column recently published their findings and conclusions on the strange self-assembling nanotech they discovered in the Pfizer mRNA vaccines via optical microscopy analysis. The objects they found in the vaccine correspond with known items in the scientific record, and the conclusion they come to seems quite clear, that the well-documented scientific goal to use nanotechnology in living human beings to form networks capable of controlling several nanomachines is currently being deployed in the COVID-19 vaccines, which amounts to the most intrusive assault against humanity in all of recorded history. While the media and government lie and cover for Big Pharma, the official ingredients are still unknown. But we have thousands of brilliant scientists worldwide studying these experimental vaccines. Some have died in highly suspicious ways, but most have been able to share their findings. And the work shows us that graphene oxide is a key component in all of this. There have been dozens of official documented studies on the use of graphene oxide related to how we see it being used here today. Among other things, as a power converter. Graphene, a one atom thick layer of hexagonally arranged carbon atoms, is the thinnest and strongest material known to man and an outstanding conductor of heat and electricity. It can boost gigahertz frequencies into terahertz, which is exactly what these new nanotech machines need for power. In order to do this, the graphene first needs a frequency to power it. And the optimal frequency to externally power graphene is known to be 26 gigahertz, which is also the frequency put out by 5G. In this model, the graphene within the body is activated by microwave signals in the gigahertz range, which it then boosts into the terahertz range, which then powers the novel nanotech machinery to self-assemble within the human body. Once assembled, what do these nanotech machines do? The images, compared to the scientific literature, suggest that they are the foundation of an internal electronic system with an endless potential for biomanipulation of the human host. Nanorouters that emit MAC addresses, able to be registered via Bluetooth, nano and plasma antennas to amplify signals, nano rectennas acting as rectifier bridges from AC to DC current, codecs and logic gates for encryption of communication. The raw material for all this self-assembly is also graphene oxide. And when we compare known side effects of graphene oxide to the side effects of the COVID-19 vaccines, we find them to be the same. Once graphene oxide is injected into the body, it acquires magnetic properties, predictably around the injection site, the heart, and the brain. Graphene is seen as a pathogen by our immune system and will often result in paralysis and stroke. Graphene is known to cause blood clots and heart conditions. Graphene oxide can generate small discharges, causing cardiac arrhythmia. There is so much going on with these experimental vaccines, and the evidence seems clear that there is a mass experiment going on, with certain batches marked more deadly than others, and with certain batches that contain a bold new technology akin to a man-made parasite intended to control the host human if it doesn't kill them first in the process. Perhaps that is what the mad scientists and psychopaths are after. Human genetics that can withstand this new invasive and deadly nanotech.
There you go. All righty then. Last night I had probably two or three of the most demonically intense dreams of my life. It was just, I woke up and I was actually exhausted. When you delve into all of this stuff day in and day out, I think you attract a lot of attention. I've always wondered about these zombie shows. It seems as if they're everywhere. Coming up a little bit later in the show, I'm going to play a clip for you from a woman who I believe is a prophet. And I've been really getting into her videos in the last week or so. And she talks about how these vaccines are actually going to be responsible for this zombie apocalypse, if you will. She calls them reanimated or reanime. She touches on something that I was discussing a couple months ago, this idea that a human being can be alive and dead at the same time. In this prophecy that she's going to share coming up in the second half of the show, she actually goes through the revelation she received from the Lord step by step on how this happens. It is from the vaccine, she says. And the people who eventually become these reanimes know that they're changing systemically. They can feel it in their body, literally changing. And they'll have a tendency to run away and hide, which makes sense. It's as if they're ashamed of what they're morphing into. As I describe this to you, there's a part of me going, this is just insanity. It does sound like insanity, but you would have to admit that we're living in an insane world, so maybe it is a possibility. I'll play that clip for you in the second half of the show. The Perfect Storm.
I just want to say that I told you so.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. visit patriotphone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. Patriotphone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. Patriotphone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from patriotphone.com. Today, that's patriotphone.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
The perfect storm. Good evening, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome, Outcast. At the beginning of the show, I had asked, did you get your booster? And apparently, you did not. I'm going to ask you one more time, nicely.
Okay.
Go get your booster. If you don't get your booster, I'm going to remove myself from Spotify. Now, I'm not on Spotify, but if you don't get your booster, I'm going to make an effort to get on Spotify. And when I get on Spotify, I'm going to get off Spotify because you didn't get your booster. Because I'm rocking in the free world, man. And one more thing. Memo to Stills and Crosby. Young and Nash have done their patriotic duty by preventing free speech. You need to get on Twitter or Telegraph or whatever the kids do, you know, send a fax and tell everyone you're going to boycott Rogan. This way we can say Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young have boycotted Neil Young. I mean, Joe Rogan. I like Jordan Peterson. He's a smart dude. And he actually has a reasonable request to make of the leaders of Canada. Let's give it a listen. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello, everyone. I'm in Miami today on my tour. It's the end of January. I've been watching what's happening in Canada over the last 10 days, let's say, or months before that too, wondering what's going on and trying to think it through. I thought I'd make a video today, message to Premier Scott Moe and Jason Kenney and Doug Ford and Leader of Her Majesty's Loyal Opposition, Aaron O'Toole, and ask you guys, what in the world are you waiting for? It's your moment. You've got a huge number of Canadians occupying Ottawa, expressing their dismay with the suspension of our charter rights in the face of this so-called emergency, our Prime Minister has literally abandoned the city, run away, as far as I can tell, citing security concerns, because I think he believes his own propaganda about the nature of the people who are sitting in Ottawa, and then lying about it, justifying it as a consequence of being exposed to COVID, despite the fact he's double vaccinated and tested negative. You're not going to get a better opportunity. This is your moment, Conservatives, in Canada. You could come out and say to the population, say to the people who are desperate to hear this, that we can have our lives return to normal, and that there's still some danger, but that we've got this with competent leadership and care. We could return our lives to what they should be. We could have our country back. We could move forward into the future in a normal manner. So, gentlemen, Premier Scott Moe, Jason Kenney, Doug Ford, you're good men. Aaron O'Toole, you're the leader of the opposition. Man, even the NDP leader came out and said that the truckers were essentially a bunch of white supremacists for all intents and purposes. The opposition, your opposition, our government is in disarray. And the people are doing everything they can to make their wants known. Guys, reassure Canadians. Remove these mandates that are crippling our businesses and interfering with our private lives and stopping us from being able to travel. Seize the day.
There you go, Jordan Peterson. Now we're going to go way, 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 way down the rabbit hole. We're going to talk about zombies. I've mentioned this before in the book of Revelation, chapter 9. It talks about a five-month period where people will seek death and they cannot find it. That's never happened in the history of man. Dead yet alive. And that is what a zombie is, or as Celestial calls them, reanimated. I can't believe, first of all, that I'm even talking about this. Because the first time I ever heard about zombies or zombie apocalypse or any of those shows like Walking Dead on AMC, I thought it was stupid. I've always thought this idea of zombies was just something that came from the imagination of a horror director who was trying to make money. And of course they are. However, is there a possibility that ultimately these vaccines are going to lead to millions of zombies? I have no idea. We're all in uncharted territory. I think before the year is out, you're going to start seeing people just drop in the streets. And of course, it'll be covered up by the mainstream media. We've had almost a year, if not more, of these injections. If it is true that they contain graphene oxide, then people are going to start going sideways pretty soon, if they haven't already. Could this lead to this zombie apocalypse? I don't know how I came across this woman's website, and then eventually her YouTube channel. It's called the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. It's a young woman from New York City. And for whatever reason, I can't stop watching her videos. In the last week, I've been consumed with them. In this particular video, which just came out a couple hours ago, it's called The Cost of Staying Alive, Zombified People in the End Times. And according to this woman, her name is Celestial, these are the visions that the Lord gave her concerning zombified people in the end times. Go ahead, Mike.
These dreams. But in the video, the fig and the seeds and the V, God revealed to me where reanimate come from. So it was basically a process of 10 years before the Lord finally said to me, Celestial, the reanime will arise from those who take the injectable solutions. And I was stunned. And today the Lord said to me to make sure that I make it understood that the seeds in the V are going to cause harm to the genetic structure of man-kind. I have to be careful with this video because I do not want strikes or having it taken down. With wisdom will I make this video. And so, the seeds in the V, the little black seeds that I observed, which you can find out about if you read the prophecy, I will tag the prophecy in the description box. Those little seeds have instructions in them that are going to greatly change shape and turn this vessel known as humanity into something other. And at a certain time, that otherness being carried in the body of those who have taken the solutions will respond to something else. So I shared this in the prophecy, they will tear you to pieces. I will also tag that in the description box below. Each prophecy takes you to the blog, and at the bottom of every prophecy, the video is there so you can get both the written and the visual and get the fuller picture for yourself. And so I was very shocked. And I was at pains to explain when the Lord first revealed this to me. I was at pains to explain that from what I have seen and from what the Lord has told me, it is not every person who takes the injectable that is going to undergo this shift, undergo this change. Not at all. It seemed to be only some. But the problem is that every time I have these dreams and every time I have these visions, the number is in the millions of millions. So the number is so shockingly great, so many people, that it should be clear to us. And this is how I explained it, because this is how it was explained to me. All means all. But when someone says, will arise from among, like it says the beast that rose from the sea. So it came from a certain place, and it is one of many things. In the scripture, when it says arise from the sea, it means that the beast will actually arise from the great mass of humanity. The Messiah was also like that. He was here as a man just like us. But when it was time for him to fulfill Messiah destiny, he arose from our midst and then manifested and fulfilled his destiny as Messiah. And so these who have taken these are a set. So it is a great set. And then from among them, so out of their midst, out of this great number, millions of millions of millions, will arise those who, when perhaps the word is triggered or when coming into contact with whatever is going to activate what they carry, it is those who changed. Excuse me, please. It is those who changed and manifested this reanime. Now, a little bit about reanime. They are extremely dangerous. The Lord was talking to me about them as I was setting up the camera and everything and telling me, Celestial, make it known that they hunt in packs. They hunt in packs. He says that they do hunt on their own, so you can count on encountering a lone reanime, a lone zombie that perhaps it's on its own. It doesn't have a group. It doesn't have a pack. It is just walking in the woods by itself, and it happens to come upon a deer or a lost person, and then it will just be a battle to the death between that person and the reanime. But mostly, they prefer to hunt in packs. They are these creatures of the end time will be extremely strong. So this is not going to be a battle or encounter for the faint-hearted. It will not be like that. People ask questions like, should we kill them? And my answer is, honestly, what do you think? If you were to come across a rabid dog or a wolf in the woods, and it's the dog or you, doesn't matter that this particular dog stands upright and looks like your Uncle Matthew. It has no kinship to humanity. It is other. It is an otherling. It is an undead. It is unclean. First of all, it is never entering the Lord's eternal kingdom, and it won't even be allowed to enter anywhere that human beings are congregated. So in one of the dreams that I had, I cannot remember the title of that dream, but it is a dream that has already been posted. People in the South had a very robust response to these things. When these things began killing their cattle and snatching and running off with their horses, and they were finding their animals gutted and torn and things like that, these people, after a lifetime of hunting, after a lifetime of knowing how things work out in the woods, these people instantly knew that no natural animal, none of the natural predators of a cow or none of the natural predators of a horse had did this. They knew that something else had done this. And so they took their guns and they took fire on sticks and things like that, and they went out into the forest to see what was happening. And they found out pretty quickly what it was, and they fought them. They were very courageous in those areas. They fought them. They fought for their families. They fought for their communities. And they were very successful in driving these things away from them and setting up for themselves protected communities where they did not suffer too many losses from reanime. But I have said that as the Lord has shown me, these things will be so bold that they will be committing murder in the cities. In the same dream, I really wish I could remember the name of that dream, but you can count on me leaving it in the description box. I saw that in the cities, these things were the cause of a huge spike in the death rate. And this was happening across the country. And as it was happening, the government attempted to lie. The government and the C dash same letter, as I said before, they came out and they were trying to pin it on the rise of serial killers in America. In the midst of deceit, my people dwell. They came out and they said, we're having a rise in serial killers. And tonight, the Night Stalker in Miami. And it wasn't Night Stalkers. It was ordinary people who have gone and stuck out their arm for you know what it is. And then at a certain time, some of them began to change. And what I saw with reanime in yet another dream is that when the humanity begins departing out of them, they know it and they feel a sense of overpowering shame. So they feel overpowering shame. And eventually, when these changes are just as you see in the superhero movies when they're changing to Wolfman or Ant-Man or whatever man or woman that they're changing to, they can sense the changes in themselves. And you see them a lot hiding in their bedrooms and people say, are you fine? Do you want dinner? And they say, no. And that's because they're beginning to develop webs between their fingers or wings are growing on their back. And so they don't want these changes to be perceived. And the same I saw with reanime. When the changes and the cravings that they were getting began to take away more of their humanity than they could hide, they ran off. So they ran away from where they lived. They ran away from human community. But the thing is that the next time you saw this person, they were completely changed, looking like family perhaps, but absolutely not family, completely other than human. So this post, when I wrote this post, I woke up in severe frustration because the Lord gave me two dreams of reanime back to back. One of them was extremely chilling, and this one made me very frustrated because this one is actually a cautionary tale against fools. I use that word freely on this channel because the Bible uses it freely in the book of Proverbs and all through the scriptures. And the reason I use it freely is because this is a very great subset of people who live all around us and among us. People who are prone to deception, people who don't listen, people who are not open to receiving new information, and people who are not even aware that they have been conditioned by society to mock any information that they hear that doesn't fit within their neat little lifestyle paradigm. So any new information coming in that they cannot find a neat and tidy place to put it, they have been conditioned by mainstream media and by the cult group think out there, that you must mock it. Because then when you mock it and go, whoever heard of that, then all of a sudden you become elevated through the simple act of laughing. And then the other person becomes an idiot. The only problem is that you can't deal with truth that way. Truth is immovable. It does not shift. If truth was so weak that it would stop being truth just because you laughed, then that means that when that other guy laughed on the cross and said to Jesus, "Why don't you bring yourself down from the cross?" then he would have stopped being the Son of God just because somebody laughed. So truth is not that cheap, and you can't get rid of it that way. And I have a few scriptures just to show you how fools respond and how it was indicated in this dream that unless we have the mercy of God in the end times, other people will put our lives at risk. I am saying this so that if anybody watches this video and think that times of those times that are coming will be a joke, it will not be. You can do all that you can do with the preparing and everything, but do you know that if there is one person in your family, for instance, when you are preparing and saying, "Marge, it's looking like we're going to have to go to the mountain soon," and Marge says okay, and your 15-year-old says okay, and your three-year-old says, "Sure, Dad," and your 19-year-old thinks, "I don't want to move to the mountains," and picks up the phone and calls those police that will be in black and say, "My family is attempting to abuse me." And then they come in the beast system and take the entire family away, including him, because he didn't understand that when the beast system rises and comes into power, it is rarely going to differentiate between the snitch and the snitched on. So here, Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 2. A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. Proverbs 29 and 11. A fool will give full vent to his spirit, but a wise man is able to hold it back. Now, I shared about this in the social currency video, the social society score video, something like that. Credit score video, where I was saying that in the end times, many people will be separated from their right to keep breathing simply because they have not developed the character and the fruits of the spirit that we find in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, where it says that people are meek and people are long-suffering and people are people of endurance. Here, Proverbs talks about a group of people who will fully vent their spirit. That means that you will come to a situation where it is wisest to be silent. It's just wise to keep quiet, because the chances are 89 to 94% that if you are silent, the Lord will be able to bring you through that situation unscathed. But then there are people who are going to start this over my dead body business. And what people don't understand here in America and around the world, but mostly here in the United States, because this is a different and special group of people, is that when you say over your dead body in the end times, Satan will grant your wish. A fool's mouth will destroy him, and his own lips are a snare to his soul. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 7. I can't find the one that I really wanted to share, but that one is always with me. And it says that even if you beat a fool with rods, you can't separate him from foolishness. And so here's the dream. I dreamt that I lived in a trash junkyard. So this was in the future. I knew it was a junkyard because, you know, you see those abandoned semi trucks and things of that nature. That's what was in this junkyard. A lot of burnt out cars and twisted metals and old school buses and things like that. And I lived in a trailer that somehow we as people had managed to lift up and balance on. It was, you know, the containers, the large containers that the long haul trucks, the overnight trucks carry. So we managed to balance the trailer we were living on top of a container. And then on top of that, semi truck heads, not the curved kind, but the kind that look like monster trucks that are just a square. We put that on top of the container. And then on top of that, we had the trailer. And that is where we lived. I did not have an idea of how long we had been living there, but we must have been living there for at least a little bit. This is after things had become destroyed and people were no longer living in proper homes and having jobs and things like that. And so we lived high up there, and we rarely, if ever left that trailer. It was me and four other adults. I do not know any of the people in this dream, and about six young people. So we were about evenly matched, either 10 or 11, five adults and about five or six young people between the ages of 19 to 24. And it wasn't the ideal setup, but you know what? It worked. We had stores of food in there, and the trailer had these intentionally darkened or blacked out windows. So it wasn't always light in there, but at least it did have working electricity. And even though it was kind of cramped, it was decent compared to what was going on outside. In this dream, the Lord did not immediately let me know what was outside. I just started the dream as I'm living in this place and I'm living with these people and this is what it is for now. And we had a guy who was sort of like a leader. He was doing a good enough job. But if you're trying to manage a lot of people from different backgrounds and all that who don't really know each other, it can get pretty difficult and tiring for even the most patient person. So this is why I say on the Master's Voice that in between praying for your family and praying for evangelism and praying for your job and praying for all the other things of daily life, don't forget to send your prayers into the future. Don't forget to ask God to cover your footsteps in the future. Don't forget to ask God to make sure that He will connect you to righteous, holy, temperate people in the future. Ask God to lead your footsteps to people who understand that the Bible says, submit yourselves to one another in love. Ask God to put you with reasonable people. If you end up as one of those people separated from family, if your family is going to choose the beast, and some people's families absolutely will. Some people are saying, I'm not going to starve. I'm not living in the forest. I'm not going to live without basic amenities. We've done this for 8 months. I'm sure God will not want us to suffer. Honey, I'm going to the city and I'm taking the kids with me. And then you'll just be, whether honey is male or female, you, honey, will stay behind in the forest by yourself and your family will go into the city and become absorbed. We will all be there for a while, but when it comes time to separate, some people will refuse to separate, and those are the people who will be perishing and wandering after the beast. And so we lived like this. And then at a certain point in the dream, as God put me into the dream and I just picked up all this, I see this young man from among the group talking, the eldest boy. He's talking to the other young people, and then I suddenly overhear, so it's settled then, right? We're all agreed. Okay, then let's go. And I was on that situation like a striking cobra. I was like, what's settled? Let's go where? Where do you think you're going? Because the agreement that we had was that we were not leaving that trailer. And it was because, as I said, though God dropped me in the dream, something was clearly outside. So I said, where do you guys think you're going? And I was shocked. Like, are you serious? You know where we are and you know what's out there. So what do you think you are doing? And this young man looked very ashamed because he knew what the rules were. You see, all of us had gotten into the trailer with full knowledge of what we were running away from outside. So this person was not somebody brand new. It's not like he was beamed down from another world and joined us in the trailer and then was, why are you guys in this trailer? Every single one of these young people knew why we were living in these constrained conditions.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.